Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about some very interesting things we have on our little docket tonight. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to regain some more of our youth. You know, a lot of people want to look younger, feel younger, so we're going to tap into some new things that medicine has come up with. Also, we're going to be talking about cataracts, and if we get enough time, we're going to also be talking about some of the history of the early drugs, you know, and a lot of history. You know, it's good to go over history, you know, it tends to repeat itself, so we're going to check that out. And we have a quack report, and before we get to that, don't forget, coming up on the 15th, Dr. Carly is going to be here, so next Tuesday she'll be with us, and we're going to be talking about a lot of the vaccines and things and what they're doing in the labs with all this infectious pathogen that seems to be kind of, you know, showing up in closets. they forgot about it for, you know, decades. So we're going to be talking with her about that. Well, big salute, Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, always praying and lifting up all of America as well in prayer. And we're going to need some help. We got illegals coming over, and we're going to get into that in the Quack Report about all the diseases they're bringing to America. So we need some help, and we need God's help. So, you know, join me. Seek the Lord's face, hit the knees, and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. All right, first up in the quacker is the statin drugs, right? Now new scientific research, very credible scientific research, is now finding, even suggesting, that these statin drugs lead you down the road to heart failure. Oh, that's something that naturopaths have known for a long time. Also, Shay, what was it, Ellingson's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, he even tells you chemically what those statin drugs do to you. Anyway, new research is now being published that the statin drugs deplete levels of key coenzymes responsible for protecting you from heart failure. So we talk about undermining you. So without those enzymes, your cells will actually just fall apart, see? So the enzymes are known as Q10 and CoQ10. And but the medical establishment is reluctant to talk about this in relation to the statin drugs. But we are in the midst of congestive heart failure epidemic in the United States. We are, because people are taking that stuff. Now, in other words, statin use alone will slowly inhibit your body's ability to produce energy and results in heart failure. You may have to be on it, you know, 5 to 10 years, but it'll happen. So if you're looking for a cardiovascular strengthener, not one that's going to be a crutch and weaken your system, you might want to check out the heart formula at thepowerherbs.com. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, this is about the illegal aliens now that are coming into the country. This is a report by Todd Starnes from Fox News. Now, if you can believe his sources, it's not good. His sources were coming through. They kind of quit their jobs over there at the camp in San Antonio, Texas, Lackland Air Force Base, because of all the things that were being done there that just not kosher. In spite of their threats by the brown shirts, also known as Homeland, you know, Department of Health and Human Services, BCFS, which is really your Global Health and Human Services, they came forward and, you know, they confidentially wanted to let us know what's going on there. According to one of the psychiatric counselors, very submissive atmosphere at the camp. Once you step into the grounds, you abide by the laws of, and they're called brown shirts there. That's right. The officials were wearing brown uniforms, and that's what they called them. Interesting. According to the psychiatrist, the workers were stripped of their cell phones and all communication devices. Anyone caught with a cell phone was fired. Also, the children in the camp, she said, had measles, scabies, chickenpox, strep throat, as well as mental and emotional issues. She said it wasn't a really good atmosphere in terms of health. She says, I would be literally talking with children and lice would be climbing down their hair. What? Ugh. Now, a former nurse at the camp, she also quit. She said that she was horrified at what she was seeing. She said there were so many kids coming in there, there was really no way to control all the sickness. All this stuff coming into the country, she said, very concerned, especially about the strep that was possibly going around the base as well. She said both her and the counselor and some nurses and superiors tried to report this, but the superiors were covering this stuff up regarding the illnesses. But she says the lice issue with these kids is epidemic, she said, but they want to keep it a hush-hush. So she says you actually see these bugs crawling through their hair, and she says they gave them a hair wash to counteract the bugs, but she says when they were done rinsing their hair, the sinks were loaded with the bugs, and a lot of them were black bugs, too. So they had more than just lice. They had bugs. Ugh. probably bed bugs and God knows. So the nurse said that she became especially alarmed because the files on these kids that were full of lice, full of strep, full of chickenpox, full of scabies, they were put on the public buses and airplanes, domestic. And she says, without being fully treated. So she says, oh, my God, so these people are going out all over the United States on public transport where they're going to spread more disease and infection. Uh-huh. She did file a Child Protective Services report and quit her job after she recommended one child who was suicidal to be put in a psychiatric unit, but instead the authorities shipped him off to a family in the United States. All right, Americans should be very concerned about this secrecy of what's going on in the government camps, courtesy of Obama and that administration. So when is enough going to be enough? I hope you got good immune systems, folks. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about the search for youth because, you know, everybody's searching for that, right? At least science is. Scientists continue to look for the chemicals that can turn back the clock. Not only stop aging, but reverse the aging process. Yeah, they're going for the big enchilada. Now, one could speculate, if such a drug could be produced, that any claims of that should be highly scrutinized. But, however, you know, that doesn't seem to be the case these days. And, you know, just look at the anti-age cream market. According to Huffington Post and an article in The Good Housekeeping, the anti-age product sold by the cosmetic industry is an $80 billion market. They make claims they could never fulfill. Okay, so new research on the length of telomeres. We touched on this briefly the other week. So the length of your telomeres in your genetic code, science says they're thinking this affects longevity. Science is looking for ways to manipulate them, make them longer, so, you know, you live longer. So then there also is the new research on what is called NAD, and it's nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. So we're told that this is an enzyme compound, and it's found in living cells, and it tends to join with phosphate groups. So natural antioxidants tend to balance this oxidizing agent in your body. So is there a natural source without all of the side effects that can help us function as young as possible? Well, we're going to check it out. So let's check out the phosphate phenomenon. Now, living things need natural minerals to survive and to be healthy. And science is learning that there's really a lot of importance around phosphate. When they look at natural sources of phosphate, you're going to find high levels of iron and calcium. So those who cannot really tolerate high levels of iron really should avoid phosphate supplements. So there are some medical conditions, it's usually a genetic disorder, in which iron can accumulate and overload the system. And some of the symptoms would be diabetes, cirrhosis of the liver, arthritis, cardiomyopathy, testicular failure, skin discoloration, and bone pain. So this condition is really very common in the people of the Celtic heritage, you know, those from British, Commonwealth, Scandinavian origins, so, you know, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Cornish folks, roughly 1% of them will develop an iron overload problem, and it's called HHC, which stands for hereditary hemochromatosis. Now let's talk about why phosphate would be important if we want to look younger and feel younger. Well, phosphate is a nonmetal and an energy nutrient. It is a negative charged ion, and it likes to combine with metals and organic acids to support many chemical reactions in your body. So phosphate and calcium make up a majority of your skeletal system. So if you take any B vitamins, it's only going to be effective when phosphate is present. So phosphate likes to combine with four oxygen atoms to form its phosphate ion. So phosphate is also a major part of the coenzyme adenosine, and you're going to find it in the blood and in cells. and it kind of acts like an energy catalyst. So you're going to find phosphate in your foods, so it's unlikely that you'd be phosphate deficient unless you take medications or over-the-counter drugs like antacids that tend to block the absorption of your phosphate. Now, you can max out your phosphate absorption with some vitamin D and some calcium. And you want to avoid soft drinks because that will deplete your calcium and create bone loss. Now, plants will store large amounts of phosphate in order for them to reproduce. So phosphate is essential to transfer energy throughout plants. Well, let's look at some herbs that tend to be high or very high in phosphate. Herbs that will contain very high phosphate are going to have like 600 to over 1,000 milligrams of phosphate. Herbs with just a high phosphate level be like 320 to 600 milligrams. Anything below the average is very low in phosphate. So very high phosphate herbs that I like to use are peppermint, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel seed. And phosphate's real important for your joints, because I like to tap into the phosphate-rich herbs to help with tired, popping, swollen, and weak joints. Sometimes the calcium supplements are not enough, so I like to add in the phosphate herbs for a little extra energy to speed up the process of rebuilding tissues. Now, peppermint is an herb with an analgesic effect, and it likes to block pain without disrupting the central nervous system. Therefore, peppermint is going to reduce your inflammation and your swelling, especially in the joints. So peppermint is a great herb to use in place of narcotics. Now, if there is fluid on the joint, then I'll add a little lobelia, and it's in our relaxation formula, and that it will deal with the edema. So, however, if you are using diuretics or water pills, I wouldn't use the herb lobelia. Now, let's talk about phosphate and weight loss, because everybody likes to drop a few pounds. And as I've mentioned, I like to use the phosphate herbs of peppermint, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel seed. Interestingly, the first three herbs can also help you lose extra weight. So if you add in a little dandelion root, you can also maximize the weight loss effort. So let's talk about peppermint. We did mention it briefly, but peppermint will also improve digestion and stimulate circulation. So peppermint's going to reduce bloating and helps control appetite. So add in a little fennel seed and you can max out your appetite control. That fennel seed is an amazing herb, and I like to tap into that to help curb overeating and reducing the sensation of feeling bloated or hungry. So fennel seed will stimulate the pancreas and increase its secretion, so it improves the transit time in your digestive tract. It will also help balance those floras down there in the digestive area. Now, milk thistle is an herb that, you know, the liver likes, and it helps the liver purge more toxins and help it to regenerate quickly. This improves the organ's ability to cleanse the blood of fat and purify the blood and to carry more energy. So milk thistle is also an antioxidant, keeping the phosphate or phosphorus oxygen ion in balance to prevent free radicals. And Siberian ginseng is an herb that's excellent to help balance your blood pressure and blood sugars and offer you more energy. The herb contains adaptogens to remove stress from the system and increase the activity and efficiency of the immune system, and also to help deliver adequate oxygen to your cells. So the function of the glandular system is also enhanced when you use Siberian ginseng. And lastly, dandelion root. Dandelion root has a long history. It's been used for gout and rheumatism, and it was recently been found to have chemicals to kill cancer cells, but it also reduces inflammation and provides a more alkaline environment. So if you tend to be allergic to ragweed, you'll want to avoid dandelion. So you can accomplish a lot, actually. Obviously, you know, phosphate has an effect on the body to help, you know, preserve function, and it could lend itself to helping us look younger and functioning better as we age. So natural food should have adequate phosphate, but as we endure an age of corporate farming, genetically engineered foods, and more severe and unpredictable weather, we see a depletion in a lot of the nutrition, and our bodies are noticing it at even younger ages. Therefore, supplements are going to be even more essential. So Americans need to be counting their blessings because the people of the European Union have difficulty obtaining decent supplements. I got a call this week from Sweden. A guy in Sweden, apparently, they don't have the quality and selection of supplements that we have in the United States. So Sweden prohibits the importing of herbs like most of the European Union countries. England seems to be the exception, where supplement orders to the end user, private sale, can be imported if the order's under $2,500. So count your blessings, folks. They are drooling over the selection you have here in the U.S., so God has been good. And so we got to thank him for his precious herbs, which he says are for the service of man. So you might want to order some herbs while you can, because we live in uncertain times and the cost of everything's going up. So I tend to urge folks, you know, stock up on their organic food supplements while it's available and while they have the money, the funds. Apparently, Apothecary Herbs, well, they offer the certified organic whole food herbal formulas, which is all good there. And has a long shelf life, so you can stock and save and it'll be ready for you. So if you think you need more phosphate, you might want to call and ask them about their calcium formula, the relaxation formula with the lobelia in it. They do have a pain and anti-inflammatory formula, as well as a really good organic arthritic rub. Excellent. No synthetic ingredients in there. It's all organic. And they also have the following tinctures for your phosphate: the peppermint, the milk thistle, the Siberian ginseng, the fennel seed, and then the dandelion. Now, as the cost of everything is going up, Apothecary Herbs informs me they're going to need to increase pricing on their product line by August. So now's the time to stock up before the price hike, and you can give them a call toll-free to order or to request a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. They have the top quality. And I don't see how you could go into a store and pick up a tincture these days for under $20 that's got any quality to it, because of what certified organic ingredients cost. So it tells me a lot of these herb manufacturers are using substandard ingredients, because it's real expensive to get certified organic herbs. They start at like $15, $25 a pound and go up to $100 a pound depending on the herb. And then if you're using organic alcohol for a catalyst to make your tincture, my goodness, you're looking at 10 gallons costing well over $600 for just the alcohol. So, yeah, it's expensive, but, you know, it's worth it if you get a really good product, and Apothecary Herbs does that for you. And great stuff, information on how to use it. So if you're at their website, you can also sign up for their free online newsletter called HealthQuest, and you can get some free information on health, healthy things, and news alerts, and natural therapies, things like that, in your email each week, and it's absolutely free. So you could click on the Books and Newsletters tab and sign up there, and also you can register. When you decide to check out, you can register, and you'll be automatically entered into their points redemption program, so you can redeem points when you shop on their website, and that saves money. I like that. Now, for those of you that prefer coupons, they do have coupons in their herb medicines options program, and they have a green button on the left corner of the homepage. You can click on that to learn more, and get on their list if you want to get on their list for news alerts and any special offers for the HMO program. That's great. All right, we're going to move on to cataracts, as promised. We're going to talk about cataracts for a little bit. A lot of people have problems with that. And, you know, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's group's been on the show. We've talked about cataracts before. And I did hear from John today, and apparently there wasn't enough people signing up for the workshop that he had scheduled to hold in July here in Charlotte. So that has been canceled until they can get enough people to sign up, and we'll keep you apprised of that. Well, let's talk about the cataract issue. A lot of people having cataracts. In 2005, the National Eye Institute actually surveyed the impact on the annual cost of vision impairment in the U.S., and it cost about $68 billion back then. And people lose productivity at work. They have reduced independence when they have cataracts. They have diminished quality of life. They have increased depression and accelerated mortality. So people die earlier when their eyes start to fail. Now, according to the National Eye Institute, they say cataracts are the leading cause of blindness worldwide, not just in the U.S., and it's the leading cause of vision loss in the U.S., and it could happen in one or both eyes. So why do over 20 million Americans over the age of 40 have cataracts? And they estimate that that rate's going to go up by the year 2020. They're expecting half of the population to have cataracts. So something's wrong. If 17% of our populace has at least one cataract and 5% have had cataract surgery. Now, it's easy to predict that the baby boomers are going to have cataracts. The older they get, it's more likely they'll have cataracts. By the age 80, half of them have cataracts. So nothing's being done in modern medicine for prevention of cataracts. And if you go to your eye doctor, they may not even tell you you have a baby cataract forming. They may just wait until you have noticed an impairment in your vision to let you know, because they don't prevent those things. They just give you glasses and eye drops and then surgery. Okay, so that's what I liked about John Monroe's Natural Vision Care Kit. It gave you some tools for preventing cataracts, which is, you know, a godsend, actually. Well, let's talk about what the AMA has for treatments. Cataract prevention is pretty unheard of in the field of modern medicine. They promote the surgery, and they remove the cataract, put a lens in. They remove those clouded lenses and replace them with an implant. Now, glasses or contact lenses may also be necessary after cataract surgery, and the success rate is usually, they say, about 95%, but I have known people who have side effects and problems and issues after the surgery even. So what actually causes cataracts to form? Well, it's an oxidization on the lens, so a lot of it is lifestyle. A lot of it is getting out in the sun too much, and the sun rays can hurt your eyes. So foods like the tea, the tannins in the tea and coffee and chocolate and alcohol can bring on the formation of cataracts. So the lens of your eye consists of water and protein, and there must be a balance maintained in order for the lens to retain its clarity. So if the proteins are altered, it can lead to a clouding in the lens. So cataracts can be present even at birth. However, these are usually rare, stemming from an enzyme defect. Now, trauma or inflammation to the eye can upset the balance and cause cataracts. Now, a lot of people have this dry eye problem, and instead of going with prescription eye drops, which can make it worse, people are looking for natural things. Like, I like to use the herbal eye wash with a little American ginseng in it to wash and rinse the eye, to remove the dry eye, and to replenish the eye, and remove toxins and inflammation from the eye. So that's an alternative for you. Unsafe exposure to ultraviolet light can also cause this imbalance, and people with diabetes and people who smoke often have cataracts form. So prescription medications also have been known to cause a cataract to form, like steroid use, statin drugs. We were just talking about those statin drugs, and also headache medications. Phenothiazine can create cataracts. So you have to be careful and research your medications very carefully, please, or you're going to have a side effect. We're going to take a break, and we're going to cover some more on this. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. He will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Oh,
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Yeah, I don't know. Don't hold your breath for that new drug that won't have any side effects. Well, we're talking about cataracts, though, for this segment. And it's long been taught by natural healers that if you drink a lot of milk products, that can contribute to the development of cataracts, largely attributed to the person's inability to utilize the milk sugar in the milk efficiently, and it causes a deficit and increases the body's need for riboflavin. And it's important that calcium gets to the bones and connective tissues and not improperly deposited in other areas like the eye, forming white spots on your lenses, you know, little calcium deposits. So I noticed that when I first started doing my eye improvement regimen years ago, I started using eye wash and herbs and things like that. I noticed little white flecks come out when I did my eye wash. It was just being the corner of my eye, and I just kind of swept them away. And it was just hard crystallized white stuff, you know. And I think it was just calcium deposits kind of just stuck there. And the first thing I noticed, though, when I was using the eye wash is it was almost like someone cleaned the fog off the windows. The colors were more vivid and brighter, and it was just an interesting experience. And I've enjoyed using the product called Herbal Eye Wash. If you're interested, it's on the powerherbs.com website. Folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. All right, so getting back to these cataracts here, you know, unhealthy cholesterol can also show up in your circulation and hinder your eye because the little small capillaries of blood flow to the eye can be restricted. You could get a depletion in selenium, silicon, vitamin C, and folic acid also to provoke the development of cataracts. And you know what will replenish that in a skinny minute is that body food mix. You just throw that in juice. It's water-soluble, bam, in the system. Doesn't need to be digested. You're going to perk up your eyeballs really quickly with that. And also it helps your body deal with stress. So if you're on a poor diet, that contributes to your cataract development. Other factors are rancid fats. You know, a lot of times you can get that in snack products. Ugh. And cataracts also, you know, get a foothold when you're not getting enough oxygen-rich blood to the eye and the lens as well. Now, eating some foods rich in some nutrition will actually aid your eye. Fruits, oranges, watermelon, avocados, a lot of vegetables like spinach and asparagus. Spinach is in that body food mix, by the way. So you get a lot of nutrition going to the eyes, keep them healthy, and keep that protein balanced so the lens doesn't get oxidized. Now, foods like a green tea contain a lot of keratins and antioxidant properties, also known to help. So eat, you know, three or more servings of fruits and vegetables each day and get a lot of antioxidants in the body. It helps prevent the progression of the cataract. Now, some herbs that I like to look at are organic vitamin C, selenium, riboflavin, silicon, etc. These herbs will utilize this nutrition, and you can use herbs like eyebright, bayberry, a raspberry leaf, golden seal, a little bit of cayenne, just a smidgen to enhance circulation in the eye. And, cayenne in the eye is not a smidgen. When it's diluted in a lot of water, which is what it is, you're not going to notice it, but the eye is going to benefit from it. So plant calcium also going to be very helpful at balancing that calcium and putting it in the right area. So make sure plant calcium, you look at the plants and they have a 2-to-1 ratio, which is perfect. The body likes that. 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium. It's just awesome. So you'll have strong bones, muscles, connective tissues, and not so much of the, you know, kidney stones and gallbladder stones and things like that. So you want to check out the calcium plant formula at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a wonderful heart, cholesterol, blood pressure formula to get off those statin drugs that can hinder and promote cataracts. Also, they have the herbal eye wash there and the American ginseng, which I also add to my eye wash. So they have lots of things there, including the body food mix, which has lots of vitamins and minerals and amino acids and proteins for your eyes. So you can check that out. And order now before the price hike in August. And that number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. and you could go to thepowerherbs.com to kind of view more information on those items, or email if you have questions. All right. We are going to move to the last topic of the night. Let's see. We're going to be talking about some of the secrets, a little bit of history of the early drugs, right? William Rothstein, in 1995, wrote a paper. I think it was like 412 pages. It was on the American history of pharmaceuticals, and he included the political side of the issue. So why was this paper written? Well, Americans tend to fear that drug companies sacrifice the quality and safety of their products for profits, which also ushered in, you know, our need for the FDA regulations. Mm-hmm. Or how are they doing? Are they keeping us safe? Well, the earliest drugs were made from roots and barks and leaves and berries because of their therapeutic value. For hundreds of years, the most widely used drug was alcohol in the form of wine or liquor, and it was mixed with herbs, an early form of a tincture, if you will. Now, our early American settlers relied on herbs that they brought with them from the European apothecary shops. So they grew herb gardens in the New America, and they obtained new varieties of herbs that were native here in the U.S., and they learned a lot from the Native American Indians. Inorganic drugs from Europe were also imported into the U.S., but they were very expensive. And Rothstein writes that many of the early therapeutics that were made from herbs or a mixture of herbs, and even some inorganic drugs, were pretty much a large part ineffective, he said. So was it the herb that was ineffective because of the inorganic drug? Or, you know, how was it processed? What were they talking about that made it ineffective? Well, in America, there was this problem, see. We have, and we still had, we had back then, we still have now, this battle over homemade versus commercial preparations. So homemade preparations were made from bitter barks and roots and leaves and berries, and they were powdered, and then they were dissolved in water and alcohol and aged as a tincture. The number one complaint was that these preparations were kind of bitter, sometimes, you know, nasty tasting, nauseating even. So the commercial preparations, though, claimed to be superior to the homemade, and the companies, these companies did not have to divulge any ingredients back then, their manufacturing processes, or even validate the therapeutic claims. Many of the medicines contain alcohol, opium, morphine, cocaine as active ingredients. And it was not unheard of to have an opium-laced soothing syrup, which was given to teething babies. So no shock here to learn that the companies making commercial preparations were, you know, the 19th century's biggest advertisers, often claiming cures for diseases that had no cure at the time. Well, let's look at some of these therapeutics back in 1857. You know, a couple of friends of mine sent me a copy of a very interesting and old publication called the Materina Medica of Therapeutics. It was written by Dr. Jonathan Pereira in 1857. He was living in London, and it's over 800 pages, okay? And I kind of skimmed through it, and they have herbs listed in it, and herbs that I use today, we still use. And I found some really interesting notes. Mm-hmm. Let's look at a couple of them. Valerian, you've heard me talk about valerian root, one of my favorite herbs to use to, you know, take stress out of the nervous system, kind of chill out a little bit. Now, I would use valerian root for mild to moderate anxiety, depression, panic attacks, nervousness, anxiety, you know. In 1857, they were just discovering valerian. And they used cats and guinea pigs and found valerian intoxicates cats, which tend to like valerian root. They become super hyper and playful. You talk about, catnip on steroids kind of thing. So they were correct in ascertaining that valerian tends to be somewhat of a nervine herb, but not the kind of nervine herbs we're used to thinking about. So they described it as an exciting cerebrospinal system producing herb, producing giddiness, especially if you have large doses of it. So back then they used it for twitching, epilepsy, due to the antispasmodic effect. Well, an herb with a better antispasmodic effect is lobelia for the muscles. Now, they also discovered that valerian is magnified when it's consumed with alcohol. So if you had some with wine, beer, or stronger alcohol beverage, then it magnifies the action. Now, in the 1800s, some physicians didn't think valerian was good for much, so they prescribed it to hypochondriacs and patients that were prone to being hysterical. So I noticed that many of the preparations were in a powdered form or in a tea form, which in most cases wouldn't be very potent. They sometimes mixed the herbs with potash and zinc sulfate, which in my opinion subjected the final product to what I consider being adulterated. So, interesting stuff. Now, lobelia was also in the book that was written by Dr. Pereira, and they called it Indian tobacco. Dr. Pereira noted that they had some early uses for lobelia. He states that the Native American Indians, they called those Indians aborigines in America. Can you believe that? Anyway, they said the Native American Indians used it, very popular, with what he called quacks, the American quacks, you know. What he meant was Quakers, is what he meant. He called them quacks, but he was referring to American Quakers. So apparently all of the shops in England did sell lobelia, and after a Dr. Cutler of Massachusetts and Dr. Reese of England got a hold of the herb and they tested it, early on, it was known to be used as an emetic if you took it in large enough doses. And it still is. It'll make you throw up if you take too much. So they noted that lobelia had a very bitter taste, and it offered a universal relaxation sensation similar to tobacco. So it was called Indian tobacco. They concluded that lobelia was best used as an antispasmodic for such cases as croup, whooping cough, and asthma. Well, it dilates the bronchial, and it gives you a relaxation effect. It relaxes the smooth muscles. It releases the diaphragm muscle and makes that relax so you can take a deeper, bigger breath. And, you know, when you're breathing better, you tend to relax better. They also determined that some of the effects of the herb differed among the patients. So they said it had an unequal effect, and they were finding that not everyone metabolizes herbs the same. It's very unique. Your tolerance level is different, so not everybody has the same dose. Those cookie-cutter doses will have the same effect. I also saw that they noted that the processing of the herb, it has to be processed properly to capture all 16 alkaloids so that it can be metabolized properly without side effects. So if you're not using lobelia properly, you may not get all the alkaloids for it to work efficiently. So you want to make sure it's processed properly. Okay, also in the book was astragalus root. This is another bitter herb that will stimulate white blood cells to strengthen your immune system and reverse an immune system suppressant. So it has a high magnesium and silicon and zinc content, and it helps wounds to heal fast. It also repairs heart muscle damage. Keep that in mind. And in 1857, astragalus was in all the English shops, and it was called gum dragon. They primarily used the bark of the herb instead of the root to make a gum agent. They mixed it with other medicines, and it was a gum. So back then, there were two varieties of astragalus on the European market. There was the English flaky variety, and the smooth and slender variety used. They use that mostly in France. Folks, I tend to just use the root. A lot of the nutrition is in the root, so I just go with that. Now, arnica was also in Dr. Pryor's book, and he said the ancients were unaware of arnica because he could not find it listed in any of the ancient texts, so he makes that assumption. He reports that when taken internally, it causes severe pain and digestive discomfort. So arnica usually grows in the high mountains and the woodlands of Central Europe and North America, and is mentioned as being used in folk medicine in the 16th century. Now, there are several listings using arnica in German and Russian folk medicine, usually applied externally for injuries and to soothe wounds and reduce bruising. Now, the ancients liked to use it as a liniment, and it's still being used that way today with excellent positive effects. I know for a fact that people that know horses will make sure their liniment has arnica in it. And they also like to give arnica to the horses internally to help with circulation to the feet so they don't founder. Arnica is an awesome herb to have, and it is great. Usually you see it in a lot of rubs, creams, and things like that for topical use. Now let's just talk a moment about tinctures, because you have to ask yourself, where did the idea to use herbs and alcohol originate? Well, some think it was borrowed from the concept of coffee brewing. You know, soaking herbs and alcohol started with the dense, fibrous roots and barks and herbs. Tincturing of a leaf and stem and some seeds of the herbs came later. At first, they used a percolator in the tincturing process. Now, this would sometimes add heat to the process and make an inferior brew. Regardless of where the idea was born, herb tinctures are known as the preferred process in herbal medicine if properly made without heat and excess light. And why is that? Well, herbs are if they're allowed to soak and to age in the alcohol as the catalyst, it gives a uniformity and a strength to the product, and you can make them as potent or as weak as you'd like, depending on your ratio content of herbs to catalyst. Therefore, it's real important to know the general process and to be able to select a good quality tincture. A lot of you out there, you know, just go down to your, you know, healthy market and you see things, you know, and you just pick it up and take it. And, you know, it probably is, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 4 or 5. And you got to use a whole lot of that stuff. But wouldn't you rather have something that's, you know, more on the scale of a 10 to a 12? And, you know, a small amount goes a long way when you have something that's made, that's potent, that's rich, and that has a professional strength to it. So basically, if you're selecting herbal supplements, then you know you need a little help, a little guide. You can go to the powerherbs.com website, and you can click on the tab that says Healthy Guidelines, and you can get an idea how to use herbs. But on the About Us page, there is a 9-question sheet that you can download and print off. And these are kind of inside questions in the industry of making herbal supplements. These are inside questions you can ask some of the manufacturers of products you're thinking about purchasing. You can ask these questions. Now, these aren't going to ask them for proprietary information or anything along the lines of their recipes. No. You're just wanting to get an idea how they process their product, because you can start with a really good herb, but you can ruin it in the process. So it's going to cover those bases for you, and that will give you some enlightenment as to what kind of quality product they are producing. So any herbal products that are exposed to heat in the process is going to be a big indicator as to whether the herb is going to be potent or not. So I definitely know for a fact that at Apothecary Herbs, we don't use any heat, and we cold press the herbal tinctures. So they are strong and they are powerful, and they're bottled in dark amber glass during the aging process and after the pressing process. So herbs are going to be light and heat sensitive, moisture sensitive too. So when you get a good tincture, you don't have to put it in the fridge. You just put it in a cabinet away from heat and light, and it's good. 10-year shelf life for an herbal tincture that's made properly. So keep that in mind when you're out there trying to decide, you know, is this a good product or not? And the folks at Apothecary Herbs want to help you make those decisions, whether you buy their product or not. You'll at least come away being a more savvy consumer and, you know, getting something that's worth your hard-earned money. So definitely check that out. It's called the 9-Question Sheet. You go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on the About Us page. And there's two different formats. You can pick the Word format or the Adobe Acrobat PDF format. And you can save it on your desktop or you can print it off. And that way you have it handy for the next time you're evaluating products out there, supplements. So that's where that's at. And like I said, the healthy guidelines section is awesome because you can click on different links to, like, how do I do cleansing and why is there a special way to do that for health and safety? How do I store my herbs? How do I do immune boosting? And, you know, things like that. So you can learn a little snapshot of all this information on your herbal products. Now, if you want more detailed information to be even more savvy, well, then pick up the Power Herbs book. You can click on the Books and Newsletters tab and then click on the Power Herbs book. And this is a 400-page book that covers things like organ cleansing, the importance of the right kind of salt, you know, your sun-dried Celtic salt, and how beneficial that is to health, and also things about, you know, pregnancy, what herbs to stay away from when you're pregnant or nursing, and they even have an herb symptom reference guide in there, and so you can kind of cut to the chase and look up things like, you know, headache and see what your herbal options are. And then they also have a section on some natural therapies that you could do, and also on, you know, how to make your own herbal tincture if you want to make one. So it shows you the process and how you'd go about that, making a very basic tincture with just one herb, not combination of herbs, but just the basic, let's say, echinacea root tincture, for instance. And you can learn how to make one just for yourself. And it's not hard. It's not complicated. It is time-consuming and a bit messy. But other than that, you know, it's not rocket science. So I think you'll do just fine. And the Power Herbs book is available online at thepowerherbs.com, and it's just $14.99. So check that out when you can. Now, it is an ebook. You can save it to your desktop, your Kindle. It is emailed to you. So when you order it, we'll be emailing that book to you. So it's just $14.99, and it's got a smattering of information that you do not want to be without, especially now when we got illegals coming over the border and infecting everybody. And you want to know what herbs you can use, especially when things get kind of tight in a pinch. And speaking of tight in a pinch, the folks at Apothecary Herbs say order now and save because pricing will increase by August on products because the economy, everything's going up. So now's the time to save some money, get your superior quality herbal products and save before the price goes up. They're also working on a 15-year anniversary product catalog. So that'll be coming out, I believe, this fall. And so 15 years of serving you with superior herbal products that you don't find in stores. That's right. So if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Well, if you have any products health topics that you'd like me to cover on the show, just send me an email from the powerherbs.com website, and I will certainly try to work it into the show. And also, don't forget, coming up on Tuesday, Dr. Carly's going to be with us, and so we're going to be checking out what she says about this illegal thing and some of the you got to ask yourself, why aren't they vaccinating? There's nobody said anything about these kids getting vaccinated. You know, where's their vaccination record? Who's checking that? Seriously. You know, everybody's got to be vaccinated in the United States. If we go anywhere, that's what we get here. Not that I say you should get a vaccine, but I'm just saying. It's really odd. Very odd. I'm out of time. But the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.